This is VOA News, the remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. Russian troops pressed toward Ukraine's capital Saturday after a night of explosions and street fighting sent Kyiv residents seeking shelter underground. The country's leader refused an American offer to evacuate, insisting he would stay. The fight is here, President Vladimir Zelensky said. It was not immediately clear how far Russian troops had advanced. Ukrainian officials reported some success in fending off assaults, but fighting persisted near the capital. Skirmishes reported on the edge of the city suggested that small Russian units were trying to clear a path for the main forces. Russia claims its assault on Ukraine is aimed only at military targets, but civilians have been killed and injured during Europe's largest ground war since World War II. Kyiv's mayor extended a 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. curfew. He imposed 2 days to run from 5 p.m. until 8 a.m. as of Saturday. The conflict has already driven hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians from their homes. UN officials said more than 120,000 Ukrainians have left the country for Poland, Moldova, and other neighboring nations. Saturday's street clashes followed 2 days of massive air and missile strikes as Russian soldiers moved in from the north, east, and south. The assault pummeled bridges, schools, and residential neighborhoods and resulted in hundreds of casualties. It was unclear in the fog of war how much of Ukraine was still under Ukrainian control and how much Russian forces have seized. Western officials believe Russian President Vladimir Putin is determined to overthrow Ukraine's government and replace it with a regime of his own. For more on these type stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China is the only friend that might help Russia blunt the impact of economic sanctions over its invasion of Ukraine. But Chinese President Xi Jinping's government is giving no sign it might be willing to risk its own access to U.S. and European markets by doing too much. Even if Beijing wanted to, its ability to support President Vladimir Putin by importing more Russian gas and other goods is limited, say experts. Relations with Moscow have warmed since Xi took power in 2012, motivated by shared resentment of Washington, but their interests can conflict. While their militaries hold joint exercises, Putin is uneasy about the growing Chinese economic presence in Central Asia and Russia's Far East. In response to the invasion of the Ukraine, Washington, Britain, the 27-nation European Union, and other Western allies have announced or promised sanctions against Russian banks, officials, business leaders, and companies, as well as export controls aimed at starving Russia's industries and military of high-tech products. Xi's government might support Putin within those limits, and Chinese companies might use the situation to pursue better deals, but may balk at openly violating sanctions and being targeted for penalties, according to experts. The UN Refugee Agency says that over 120,000 Ukrainian refugees have left the country since Russia began its attack on its neighboring country this week. Speaking as Russian troops were engaging in battle with Ukrainian forces in the capital Kyiv on Saturday, the UN Deputy High Commissioner for Refugees, Kelly Clements, said in an interview on CNN, the situation was expected to get worse. U.S. President Joe Biden has introduced Federal Appeals Court Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as the first Black woman on the Supreme Court. In selecting Jackson, Biden delivered on a campaign promise moving to further diversify a court that was made up entirely of white men for almost two centuries. Jackson is an attorney who possesses the type of elite legal background found in other high court justices, but who's worked as a public defender. If confirmed, she will fill the seat on the 9-member court that will be evacuated by liberal justice Stephen Breyer. So the ideological balance of the 6-3 majority court will not change. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman reporting for VOA News.